Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and it is my great pleasure to have with me. Joy Villa is live with us, and she is talking to us today from the UK. I put down on the teaser, world traveler, and that is no doubt. She's been in South Africa for quite some time, and then was recently in Dublin, and now in the UK. Joy, welcome. Great to have you.
Hi, Pastor Greg. It's great to be back.
Well,
lots of traveling.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. That's fantastic. Well, talk to me about what you're seeing over in Europe.
Absolutely. So it is very interesting to have been from the African continent to now the European continent. I was in Dublin for about 10 days. I did a fundraiser there at a church performance. I sang. I got to really be a part of the local leprechauns. You know, the Irish, they're very interesting. They got a heart of gold, and they love to do a sing song and a dance.
Yes, that's very cool.
The Irish are amazing people. I'll tell you what's really interesting, which I noticed, is that they're starting to ease restrictions. So one thing was that in Ireland, in Dublin, I saw on many of the signs that said you cannot come in here unless you're vaccinated, right? That country, by the way, is about 90% vaccinated,
okay,
which is frightening. But they manage a small country, right? And they're independent of the UK. They're their own people. They've never had any slavery, by the way. They've never enslaved anyone. In fact, the English have enslaved them. They have a different history than most like white European countries. And they're very proud of that. They're like, we've never enslaved anyone. We never took over anyone. And so they're very lighthearted, and they don't have that same like white fragility guilt pressure that all of these other countries are bowing to, right?
Right.
So they're very independent. They're strong-minded people. But one thing, two things, I'll tell two stories. One is all the signs in downtown Dublin say you cannot sit inside unless you've been vaccinated. That you must show your vaccination papers. Oh, shoot. So sorry, Pastor Greg.
All good.
I've been hanging out in the UK
okay.
for too long. So I said, oh, shoot, this is going to be intense. And as soon as I came into the restaurant, I ordered, and they said, would you like to sit inside or outside? no papers needed. Didn't matter. People weren't really wearing masks. See, what you're hearing on the news and the government mandates and the pressures to the people is different than what is being applied by many of these businesses. They were very free. They did not care that I was unvaccinated. I'm unvaccinated and proud, by the way. I've been traveling around the world not needing vaccinations, just using the regular PCR test, which is just a negative COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
All the pressure out there that they tell people, they tell patriots, you don't travel because you're going to be forced to vaccination. In my experience, it's absolute trash. Even in Ireland, even in Dublin, where most people are vaccinated, they are not demanding, they're not keeping these mandates alive. The people are sick of it. They don't wear masks. They don't care. Some of them do. There's a public persona that they're going to enforce these mandates. But the people are smart. They're like, no, we want our freedom. We want to go back to normal. We don't want to keep this going. And they're looking at completely relaxing most of the mandates at the end of this month, which is a really good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I've also noticed, this is the second story, is as soon as I checked into my hotel, the young girl, she was about 19, 20, who cleaned my room, she said, oh, hey, where are you from? You're from America. That's awesome. She's like, are you vaccinated? She said this. She didn't know who I was. She completely said this of her own accord. I said, no, I'm not. She's like, please don't get the vaccine. I got the vaccine and I was so sick. I was sick for weeks. I was sicker than I've ever been. I don't recommend it.
Wow.
And that was amazing.
Yeah.
So even the people who have been vaccinated, right, almost forced, they haven't really been forced, but they've been highly encouraged. It hasn't been as oppressive as some other places like Australia. But the people kind of just went into it. Most of the people, I said 90% of Ireland is vaccinated.
Right.
But she, of her own accord, she says, I said, do you tell people that? She says, I tell everybody I can, don't get vaccinated. It's terrible for you. I'm so sick. I'm going to have to fix myself. She's 19 years old.
Oh,
19
my
years young.
Gosh.
No health problems. And now
right.
she is sick. And she said she couldn't work for a month. I mean, it was a horror story.
Mm.
And I'm going, I wish that someone would put her on the news. But they're not going to tell you the realities is that if you have a huge portion of population that's vaccinated, you have a bigger population portion that has been sick and hurt and, in my opinion, coerced into getting this vaccine, which
wow.
I am highly against, as most of your
here.
Listeners are, of course.
Yep. Same here. Absolutely. Same here. Wow, wow, wow. Well,
yeah.
Now you're in the UK. And,
that's right.
And from what I understood, there were quite a few restrictions at one point over there. What are you seeing relative to your experience now in the UK?
Yeah, I'm really shocked. I've been in the UK for 2 weeks, and the moment I checked into my hotel here, first of all, there was no passport control from Dublin to the UK, which
okay.
is easier to fly. They have like kind of a sisterhood, right? Even though they're different countries. At one point they were, you know, it was under the United Kingdom, blah, blah,
right.
blah, but they're
right.
separate now. But I was told, you know, once you get there, they're going to check you out. They're going to check how long were you there, blah, 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 PCR test. There was nobody. I just walked straight out of the airport, straight to my hotel. Nobody checked anything. So I thought that was cool. It seems like the old days, not even passport control.
Wow.
And nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk into my hotel. Yeah. And then I noticed nobody has a mask on. And there are signs that say masks are now voluntary. You can choose to wear a mask if you want, but we don't enforce this. It is now, from my understanding from seeing this, there is no legal enforcement of wearing masks.
Wow.
So just like Ireland, the UK is following suit. Things are about to open up. I mean, even restaurants, many restaurants and places, no masks needed, no vaccine. I don't even hear people talking about the vaccine. There was one guy who was my Uber driver who's from Romania. He said the cops will come and follow you and make sure you get your vaccine if you don't do it. They will drag you out of their house. It's still very draconian, right?
In Romania.
And he was telling me he's in Romania.
Oh,
my
wow.
Uber driver
okay.
in London was telling me
okay.
this
about,
horror story
yeah.
wow. about Romania where he's okay. from. He's an immigrant into the United Kingdom and he wants to go back and visit, you know, he wants to bring his daughter to visit her grandparents,
right.
little baby. And he says, I don't know what to do because I said, okay. He's like, are you going to get the vaccine? I said, absolutely no. I'm against it. And he goes, I believe it's like a plot. I believe this is this is a conspiracy to hurt us, to control us. I said, 100%, my brother. And we had the best conversation. At the end of that conversation, I told him, listen, this vaccine is dangerous. It could be in your DNA. Now you're passing it to your kids. I know my future husband can't have gotten the vaccine because otherwise I can't have kids with him. We can't replicate this. We don't know what's going to do. We find out in 20, 40 years, kids are born without legs because of what we took now. Like, this happens. You know, the medical community has swept these things under the floorboards. In the 1920s and 30s, they did mini mass experiments on humans, and babies were born with birth defects. Yeah. And they would hide these children and pretend like it didn't happen. Like, why are so many women not able to bear children? Why do we have so many allergies these days? Well, I do believe it's what they put in these vaccines that they're putting to people. Do your research. So I told him many of these things at the end of this conversation. It was about 20 minutes. He says, you know what? I'm going to take what you said to heart, and I'm not going to do this. I'm going to just drive to Romania, because many people are driving to Romania and they're able to bypass this draconian law. Because there's no, if you drive from the UK to Romania, apparently, is what he said, they're not going to check you at the border for a vaccine. And it takes like a couple days. And I said, God bless you, sir. This is what I want for you. And it was amazing. I'm like, if I can change one person, I can save one life. And I wasn't hitting him over the head or preaching at him. I was just saying, listen, from the research I've done, it's extremely experimental and dangerous. And he agreed. So all Europe is not is coming to light, but it looks like in the UK, and especially Ireland, it looks like in the UK is moving towards that direction. These mandates may be completely lifted and everything may go back to normal. I'm hoping so,
Well, over here in America.
Quicker than the U.S.
While here in America,
we're
Joy, we've
for
got
wave number 16.
They're re-pushing mask mandates and talking about vaccine passports and
Pastor Greg, I may never come back to America if I come back to a country where they're now, it's like Biden's rules are so, and I say that word draconian, right?
Yes.
It's just, we're back in the ancient times where it's like the king of the land says what's what, and you peasants have to just, put up or shut up. It's like Queen Kamala and King Biden are going to tell you what religion or what religion you can't have, what you put in your body, what you can't put in your body. And if you say anything, you're banished from the kingdom. I feel like America is going back to the dark ages.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's either the vaccine mandate, the mask mandate, or, and you started out on this, if you're white in America, then you better have some guilt about it. CVS is the most recent now to come out, and they hired a guy named Ibram Kendi, and he's told 25,000 CVS employees that to be born in the United States is literally to have racist ideas rain down on your head consistently and constantly. If you're American, you are a racist.
What does this have to do with buying some cheap lipstick and tampons? CVS, that's where I go to you for. I don't go to you for lessons on racism. It's like, what? This is ridiculous.
Look at Google. Google has says the United States system is based on white supremacy and Americans are raised to be racist. This is the reason I went to Virginia this last week was because they were holding a seminar there for one night on CRT and the Loudoun County people who have been fighting this so well and so diligently were there to talk about it. And Jonathan Emord, the attorney in DEC, was the one who hosted it. But is there a CRT issue in Europe?
What is CRT?
The critical race theory. It says that if you're born white, yeah. you're always going to be an oppressor, and you're in, yes, and if you're born another color than
definitely.
That, you're this you're yeah. the yeah. So is that
yeah? I know critical race theory.
Okay,
I just didn't know the acronym for it.
Yeah,
there is. As far as like there is everywhere. You know, if you Google it. Like it'll pop up, and I'm sure they're teaching it in universities. But you know what's happening on the outside versus what's happening privately in people's homes amongst friend groups and what conversations. It's not a thing, not really. It's just like in South Africa when I was there. Like racism was one of the very few topics that I ever heard talked about. It was more about like how do we thrive as a community? How do we join together? And Black Africans in South Africa are some of the least racist people as far as like the white man did me wrong, you know? And when you see on the news, like I said, even conservative news outlets were talking about the farmers, white farmers getting their farms taken away from them. Yes, that happened, but it wasn't because they were white. It's because they owned farms. It wasn't actually a race motivated thing. It was because there's violence. There is degradation, and there is such a huge rich versus poor, but that's amongst Black or whites in South Africa. So it was not a racially motivated country, even though they've had more problems with race, gross human rights violations recently, within my lifetime. But here we have in the UK, where they did have a lot of problems with slavery and enslaving other nations, you know, like America, way worse than America. And here, I see Black British who identify as British rather than I'm a Black person. And you have to, you know, all of this black. And it's like, why are you trying to, it's fine to be proud to be Black. It's fine to be proud to be white. But why don't we just say I'm a human being and I'm a part of this community and, you know, have some pride in like what you do rather than the color you were born and focusing on all this racism. And that I feel America is the most racist place. Not for Black Americans, for any American, because race is such a topic. All they want to do is talk about race. Black versus white versus Asian. Stop Asian hate. Stop Black, you know, Black lives matter. But as soon as you say, well, what about white lives? Do they matter? No, that's racist. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's you know, it's spewing hate, Joy, and that's the
it's
thing
hate.
That I think. Yeah,
it's
I think that's the thing.
It's against
you
God's law
focus
and order.
On. Yep.
Because the Bible doesn't talk about that. I mean, there was many wars. There was many, you know, human rights violations. You know, the Hebrews had to go through a lot, slavery. But what happened was these were God's people. If you're God's people, it doesn't matter your color. You're joined together on one planet as human beings. We're to love one another, not just.
Hi. This is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Coming up, top of the hour, Ty Bollinger is going to be with us. The truth about cancer. We'll get into that. Also more about the vaccines. And also John Perrazzo is going to be with us. The left strategy to radically transform America through the border crisis. And we'll talk about how the border crisis is being used as the invasion that's happening at our border. It's interesting. I've been sharing this a bit that, you know, God was the very first nationalist. And a lot of people will say, well, what do you mean, Pastor? He was the first nationalist. Well, think about this. God is the one who told Abram to go and that he was going to make out of Abram many nations. And initially, he gave Abram boundaries for the nation of Israel, the nation that he was going to take him to. And then he told him to be respectful as he crossed through the boundaries of other nations and to present himself before those kings, and that he was not to be at war with them. And he was not. Now, his wealth grew, his flocks grew, and there's, you know, quite a bit of a story there from Abram to Abraham. But keep in mind, again, that it was God that set aside Abraham to be the father of many nations. And so there were boundaries. There were qualifications that had to be met. There were requirements that were necessary for those that were going to join the nation of Israel. And when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt under Moses, one of the first things that he told them to do was, you've got to get rid of those house gods. You can't do the things here that you did in Egypt. You have to fall under. And so then God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and rules for how they would handle themselves within their community, all predicated on ideas of cleanliness, ideas of good health, ideas that took them away from a lot of the pagan society they had been in Egypt. Very interesting to study into that and to understand, again, God's plan for nations. And he's got a plan for this one. I'll be back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.